Time now to have a chat to Lloyd Kennywell, who's got a nice group of runners over the Friday and Saturday as well. How are you, Lloyd?
I'm good, Michael. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, mate. Before we speak about your weekend runners, how's Vedora? How did she come through the run in the West?
Yeah, she's okay, mate. Obviously, disappointing run, but them the breaks. Basically, just had a bad day at the office, and she's come back in pretty good order. And she's obviously already at the Stelling Farm down at Merrick Station. She'll be down there for a month, and then we'll bring her back for her swan song and her final chapter of racing.
So what do you think that final chapter will entail?
I'm still working it out, to be honest. She's just having the month off, and that gives me a bit of time to work out. It's just a month that I've enforced that she needs off, and whether we sort of get a little bit of the back end of the Melbourne Autumn in, or whether she's in Sydney, or highly likely that she's in Adelaide, it'll be could be a bit of all of that. So farewell tour for her, and then she'll be off to be a mum.
Yeah, well-deserved, and a very, very valuable broodmare. Can we get a couple of winners over the weekend heading to Flemington? Gee, Mahas Angel was a great win at a big price last start.
Yeah, look, he's a really nice horse. He's shown me a bit all the way through, and he's a nice horse of Sean Buckley's. He's come through that run extremely well, and I've got a pretty good opinion of the horse. I feel that he's a horse that can take the next step. We've set him for this race. His work this week has been terrific. I expect him to be right in the finish. I think he's a horse that could progress through the grades pretty quickly, and if he keeps going this way, he could end up at the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast.
And the 1400 looks to suit as well.
Yeah, he ran through the line very strongly at Moonee Valley. It was wide, no cover, powered to the line after taking off early, and was full of running after the line. So I don't think the 1400 will hold any fears, and the big track will definitely suit him.
How do you think Via Balciano's going? First up at Ballarat, midfield, what do you make of the run?
I thought it was ordinary. Elected to put the blinkers on, drop him in grade, claim, try to help him out as much as I can. He's a horse that showed me a fair bit early. I think he won three of his first four, or two of his first three, and he did look very good early. He won at Ballarat last year at the Cup Day. He hasn't bounced back since then the way I would like, but his work's been nice, and horse's first time up the straight, can get a little bit lost. That was the other reason I put the blinkers on, just to make him focus. But this is the sort of race he could win if he just has to produce his best and be right in the finish. But he's one I'll hold my breath a little bit with. I just need to see him bounce back to form.
What about at the Valley on Friday night? You got a couple of the in form as well. Bad Wolf going well, and Invisible Girl.
Bad Wolf's been a good wolf this prep. He's been very good under light, does his best work after dark. And he's a bit like yourself, I think.
Oh, those days have long gone.
he's done a terrific job. He hasn't had a spell for a fairly long time, but he has a little freshen up at Merrick Station here and there, where he's out for 5 days on the peninsula overlooking the water, and he enjoys it. He's done that since his beautiful second at Moonee Valley last start, behind one of David Hayes' horses going to Dubai. And he was very good that night. So I think he only has to run up to that or the previous night meeting that he won at Cranbourne, and he's going to be very hard to beat in that race.
Who's your best for the weekend, do you think, Lloyd?
I would think Bad Wolf, but I'm pretty confident with Mahi's Angel Saturday at Flemington.
All right, we like that. Good luck over the weekend, Lloyd.
Thanks, Michael.